need this win, you know. We got a lot of losses.
Yeah, we got a lot of losses. Come on, come on, come on. Go to the top, go to
the bottom.
That's what we're here for, guys, to win.
Back, everyone, to the St. Louis Blues, the Drop Podcast. We're glad to have everyone back. Thank you so much, listeners. Today, we're going to go over the important Round 1, Game 7, Blues against the Blackhawks. The Blues needed to come out strong, show that Game 6 was a fluke, and show Chicago that they were a team that could beat Chicago. Chicago needed to come out and continue that dominance that they had in the second and third period of Game 6. I wasn't sure what Blues team was going to come out or what Chicago team was going to come out. The Blues got on the board first with a goal by Laterra.
Pursing on back was Laterra. A couple of Blackhawks in the way and a quick beat in front. A save made by Crawford on Tarasenko. Lomeister scores! And a deflection in front!
Corey Crawford was his own worst enemy. You know your team's in a little bit of a scramble mode. You got to freeze a puck when you get a chance. He had a chance to freeze a puck earlier in the sequence. He chose not to. Then they get bodies to the front of the net. Jay Bouwmeester loads it up. Puck gets to the front of the net and a quick deflection by Jordy Laterra.
Blues immediately showed what team was going to show up for the game last night. Laterra just came down the ice. It was looking really good. That play developed really, really well. That's his first goal of the series. I've kind of been on Laterra for some mistakes he's made in his own end by giving up the puck and by not shooting the puck when he should be passing. But he got a goal last night and looked very well. Bouwmeester got his second assist of the series. And Schwartz also got his fourth assist of the series. And the Blues were leading 1-0. They were looking really good. But I'll have to say Chicago was not giving anything up. Chicago was looking very, very good. Maybe not quite as dominant as they were in the second, third period of Game 6, but maybe that had something to do with the fact that the Blues were actually playing much better than they did in the second, third period of Game 6. The Blues kept putting the pressure on, and Colton Parayko got his second goal of the series.
There, and it comes back to Parayko, a hurried one that's grabbed off. Parayko, it's a goal!
That man possesses a howitzer, and he just gave you a little display of how can shoot the puck. Alex Steinhardt in the forecheck. Patrick Berglund over to Colton Parayko. Parayko gets it, wastes no time at all. Off the post and in. It might have gone off a Steen stick, but it's still a great conception of a hockey play. Now off the post and in. Colton Parayko, the hard shooting man out of the University of Alaska.
As I mentioned earlier, that was Colton Pareko's second goal of the series. He has such a heavy shot, and he's such a big man on defense on that point. It is hard to see his shot. That was his second goal. Berglund assisted his first of the series. Steen assisted. That was his second assist of the series, and that one happened at 13:43 minutes into the second period. Chicago needed to answer. They needed to answer quickly before this first period was over so that they didn't get too far behind. They kept putting pressure on Elliott. Elliott made some great saves, but you can only make so much saves. And with a player like this, Marian Hossa is going to make you pay.
Screen, shoots it through the legs of Edmondson. Watch how the puck goes right through the legs. Ryan Elliott traps it at the end. It's a great shot by Hossa, but through the legs, great screen, goal 2-1.
Chicago gets right back into this game, 18 minutes and 30 seconds into it, with just about a minute and a half left in the second period or the first period. They come back and they make it a close game. It's now 2-1. Chicago's getting some momentum back. So leading out of the first period, I would say the Blues definitely outplayed Chicago in this one, although it wasn't too far behind. Chicago was putting some pressure on Elliott. The pressure finally broke through with that goal on Hossa. That was his third of the series, and his assist was by Panik. That was his third assist of the series. Going into the second period, the Blues are winning 2-1. Let's hope they can keep this up.
The second period started. Chicago needed to also answer that goal,
by Hossa and come back with a quick another goal to be able to tie this game at 2-2. They couldn't wait till the end of the second period, the third period, so on and so forth. They wanted to make sure the Blues knew they were the defending Stanley Cup champions, and they were not going to go down easy, and they didn't. And Andrew Shaw was the first to show them that 3 minutes and 20 seconds into the second period with a power play goal.
Petrangelo, he hands it on back to Duncan Keith, then back on to Taves again. Deals inside of the net, slam it!
Watch this. Going to just throw it cross crease, and it's going to go off Jay Bouwmeester's right skate and to the back of the net. Right there. Actually, the knee. The skate was never involved. Doesn't matter. It's a goal for Andrew Shaw. We're all tied up.
That was Andrew Shaw's fourth goal of the series, but a very important player for Chicago in this round one series. Taze got his sixth assist on that. Duncan Keith got his second assist of the series. That was a power play goal. Just 3 minutes and 20 seconds into the second period. The players went back and forth, up and down the ice. Great chances for both teams. Chicago almost put one in. They had an empty net at one time and couldn't put it in. The Blues just couldn't get any more scoring going. They didn't look like they'd been dominated in the second period. This was very even play on both sides. So going into the third period, we're tied 2-2. Another nail biter. Can you believe it? Like every other game hasn't been a nail biter. So going into the third period, we're tied 2-2. Let's see if the Blues can make them answer first with a goal to get this game in their favor.
Stastny nicely able to pull away. Got it to Fabry. Save. Rebound. Score.
Quick counter the other way. Petrangelo starts it. Stassi's going to throw it cross crease to Fabry. Down low, miss on the first one, Troy Brouwer. But against his old team, Chicago, he's not going to miss a second time around on the yawning cage. Off the post, big awe in the crowd, and then finally on the backhand, giving St. Louis a one-goal lead.
That goal was the ex-Blackhawks, Troy Brouwer's first of the series. Fabry assisted with his fourth assist of the series. Stastny assisted with his second assist, and that was just 8 minutes and 31 seconds into the third period. I'd like to make a side note. Please, announcers that are not from our local area, his name is Alex Petrangelo. Not Petrangelo. Not Petrangelo. It is Petrangelo. So please announce it properly. Thank you. That has been our commercial free message of the game. So Brouwer gets the goal at 8 minutes and 31 seconds in. The teams battle back and forth. It was just a great third period, a nail-biting third period of either team. If you're a Blackhawks fan, you were just biting your nails back and forth, hoping that the Blackhawks could come back and tie it to get this game to go into overtime. And it was a back-and-forth third period. Both teams played awesome. They never could put another puck in the net. But Chicago got a great chance, and they had it, and here it was.
Shaw to take it around. Seabrook, a shot. Pinball pops. It's set back aside.
Look at how close this comes to tying it up. Seabrook with the shot, deflection, and the dreaded double post. Unbelievable. You talk about divine intervention. Honig touches it with his stick, and both goal posts get kissed by the puck.
I wouldn't say that was divine intervention. I would just say that's the way the puck rolls, and that's what happens sometimes. The Blues have done that a couple times this series. Chicago has done it several times in the series. Sometimes you get a goal out of it. Other times you don't, and this time Chicago didn't. They kept pressing and pressing and just could not get anything past Elliott. So the Blues win the series 4-3. It was a nail-biting series. I don't care if you're a Chicago fan or Blues fan. It really made you anxious. You didn't know what was going to happen. I'm sure Chicago is going to say that, that they should have won the series, so on and so forth. But the better team who played better throughout the whole series won this series, and that was the Blues. This is a different Blues team. Several players of Chicago even said that in their post-game interviews. This is not the same Blues team that folds up, which I would agree. The Blues now move on to play Dallas on Friday in Dallas. Dallas will have the home ice advantage in that series since they did win the Western Conference just ahead of the Blues by a few points. I'm looking for another great, tough series. I'm looking at it to be a 6 or 7 game series. Haven't made my prediction yet. I'm going to have to think about it over the next couple days. And I'll give you that prediction right after the first game, regardless if the Blues wins or Dallas wins. I want to thank everyone for joining me today for this hectic Game 7, this fun Game 7, Round 1. It was just fun. I mean, from Game 1 to Game 7, yeah, we were disappointed. The Blues lost 2 games in a row to let Chicago come back 3-3. But you don't forget, Chicago's a good team. They weren't going to lay down. The Blues were not going to win this in 5 games. And I made the prediction it would go 6, but it went 7. So I was 1 game off. Thanks again for everyone joining the Drop Podcast of St. Louis Blues. My name is Lance. Please join me or email me at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at @officialthedrop. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrophockeyshow. You can also see our video, our live YouTube video, where we will go into all the plays and not just show the audio plays, but show the video plays on YouTube. That will be shortly, probably somewhere between 6:30 and 7 o'clock this evening on Tuesday the 26th. Please join us with that. All I can say is thanks for downloading everything that you have. Thanks for patronizing my page. I hope you enjoyed it. If there's any suggestions, like I said, email us at any time. We'll make some changes. Let's go Blues and have a great evening.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?